The treatment instead of prison bill or TIP passed on a unanimous vote in the state Senate last week. Its supporters are hoping the assembly will do the same thing on what could be the last day of this year's legislative session. Connor Williams works with a statewide church-based group called Wisdom. The group has been pushing for passage of some version of the TIP bill for the past 3 years. He says a similar approach in other states has reduced the number of drug offenders who can't kick the habit and end up back in prison. He points to Minnesota in particular, which has only a third of the prison population of Wisconsin.
In Minnesota, they have 7,000 people in prison. Here in Wisconsin, we have 22,000 people in prison. Our belief is in putting some money into treating their underlying substance abuse, you would significantly reduce the rate of recidivism and also save a ton of money. For every day that we don't reform our corrections policy, we waste $2 million a day.
If the bill passes, the state could apply for a $2 million federal grant from a Bush administration program called Access to Recovery. Then each county could set up a committee that would select drug offenders who would get treatment instead of serving time in jail. But a spokesperson for Republican Assembly Speaker John Gard says the bill might not make it onto this year's calendar. Steve Bass says there are concerns about rushing through a bill that would reduce penalties for drug crimes. He says some lawmakers want to take a closer look at what he called a politically sensitive issue before it comes up for a vote. Gil Halstead, Wisconsin Public Radio.